The video game wars begin again. Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. With Microsoft about to unleash the Xbox 360, Sony and Nintendo are making plans to battle back. They won't have their next-generation consoles out until sometime next year. At Nintendo, Vice President George Harrison says most of the company's focus during the holiday season will be on the handheld side, with the Nintendo DS and the Game Boy Micro.
Actually, our corporate philosophy is that just more of the same, you know, better graphics and bigger processors isn't going to attract consumers in the video game business. You have to offer something different. And so as a result, on the Nintendo DS, the touch screen, the voice activation, and now we're launching the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, which allows people to play over the Internet with a Nintendo DS. Our partner is actually Wayport, of which McDonald's is one of their big outlets.
For the first time, Nintendo is facing serious competition in the handheld game business from Sony's PlayStation Portable. Harrison says the DS is more than holding its own with the launch of the Nintendogs game, and there are plans to launch quiz titles that have become a hit in Japan in the U.S. as well.
Targeting non-gamers is part of our strategy to try to expand the marketplace. And these two games in Japan, Brain Training and Brain Flex, have been hugely successful, combined over 1.5 million units sold already. And we're going to bring them here in the spring to the U.S. But what's significant is, given the economics of game development, this took less than 4 months and fewer than 10 people to actually create these games.
To Nintendo, that sounds more super than Mario. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.